on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is Chem FM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
It's emerged a Sittingbourne man who was missing for 6 years is now in a mental health ward in Spain. Earlier this week, it was revealed Matthew Green had been found living abroad. He was last seen at his family home in May 2010 when he was 26. Authorities initially said his parents couldn't be put in touch because of data protection laws, but now a doctor has been in touch asking them to travel to the country. Speaking on ITV's This Morning, criminologist Mark Williams-Thomas has told Pauline and Jim, this is a big step forward.
You now know your son is safe.
Yes.
Now know your son is in a position where he's getting the medical treatment that he needs. Mm-hmm. And it may be a slow process. It may not happen straight away.
KMFM News.
Investigations are continuing following the deaths of three dogs who are thought to have drunk water from a lake in Dartford. Eight other pets are believed to be in a critical condition after also drinking from Brooklands Lake on Powder Mill Lane. The Environment Agency is examining the water and the results are expected over the next week. Trudy Tucker walks her dog there.
You don't think that they'll be able to cordon off the whole area so that no one can get in, but you don't, obviously they've got to, but people that come here like every day, they must think, oh, where are they meant to walk the dogs now?
The lake is set to stay closed for at least a week. You can see video from the scene at kentonline.co.uk. A man arrested after police were forced to close a road in Maidstone has been charged with several offences, including two serious sex assaults. Upper Stone Street was shut for 5 hours yesterday. 39-year-old Rafael Caffell from Milton Street in the town is also accused of forced imprisonment, assault and possessing cannabis. He's been remanded in custody and is due back in court next month.
KMFM News.
Plans to tackle extremism and speed up adoptions have all been set out in the Queen's speech today. The government's also putting forward measures to offer more support for those in care and is allowing tuition fees to rise for the best performing universities. Her Majesty has also announced a shake-up of prisons.
Prison governors will be given unprecedented freedom and they will be able to ensure prisoners receive better education.
The latest unemployment stats are out and there's not been much change in Kent. During April, 18,245 people in the county were out of work and claiming Job Seekers Allowance or your Universal Credit, just less than five than the month before.
KMFM News.
A boy has been treated in hospital after reportedly being attacked in a Tunbridge park. The teenagers told police he was assaulted on Sunday evening. Officers had also been called to reports of a disturbance involving a large group of people in the park that night, but couldn't find anyone when they searched the site. A Kent woman who struggled with anxiety and depression for most of her life says a new project in Kent has helped her deal with mental health issues. Live Well Kent connects sufferers with projects and counselling. 35-year-old Sarah Cahill from Ashford joined an outdoor gym near Canterbury, which was suggested by the service. She says it's turned her life around.
This is the best project and I would totally recommend it to anyone who are feeling down or, you know, they just feel like there's no way out. This is the best option for them, I think.
Bosses at a group of further education colleges in Kent have announced it's to close one of its campuses, putting 50 jobs at risk. The Hadlow Group say it'll stop teaching at its Tunbridgewell site in September, where it runs courses for about 300 students. Last year, it lost £600,000 running the site. Staff have been told they'll be redeployed where possible. And a uni in Norfolk has banned students from throwing motorboards into the air at their graduation ceremony following a spate of injuries. The University of East Anglia has told them to mime the action instead and have the blank hats digitally added to photos.
KMFM Sports.
Cricket in Kent's latest game in the county championship has been delayed due to the rain. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, when play does get underway, the visitors to Northamptonshire will resume the final day on 88 for one in their second innings. That's 14 runs behind the home side, who still need to bat again. On to football, and John Terry has signed a new one-year contract at Chelsea. The captain's existing deal was due to expire and he'd announced earlier this year that he didn't think he'd be getting a new one. Terry says he's looking forward to working working with new boss Antonio Conte. Elsewhere, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says his players will make themselves legends by winning the Europa League tonight. They're up against holders Sevilla in the final in Switzerland. Victory also earns qualification straight into next season's Champions League group stage. And in tennis, Maria Sharapova will attend a hearing later after she tested positive for a banned substance. The five-time Grand Slam champion faces a maximum four-year ban.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.